Men, when we leave the house, it's phone, wallet, keys, how's my hair look? But if you're experiencing hair loss, you may not be so confident when you step outside your door. It's time to get that confidence back and restore your hair with Hims. No man wants to lose his hair, but for men, it's actually quite common. And now with Hims, the solution is simple. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who got their flow back. Men, real talk. The only thing worse than losing your hair is waiting forever for it to grow back. That's why you need Hims, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple, with doctor-trusted treatment options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. They offer personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatment options, so you can find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to your door. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, so if you feel like you're losing a part of yourself with your hair loss, get Hims and get your confidence back. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Tyrone Tracy Jr. goes down with an injury. Malik Nabers out day to day with a lower body injury. Daniel Jones, Wandell Robinson, Saquon Barkley, the list goes on and on and on. Is it the shoes? I don't think so. I'm Coach Gene Clemens, and I've got a giant issue. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a live edition of A Giant Issue. I am Coach Gene Clemens. Thank you for joining me, New York Giants on SI, the YouTube channel. Make sure that you subscribe. We are steadily climbing. We're slowly climbing, but we're steadily climbing to 2,000 subscribers. We appreciate every last one of you that come out here and join us on a regular basis. If you join me Monday through Friday, I really do appreciate it. Go ahead. Hit that subscribe button. Hit that notification button. Follow me anywhere that you follow anybody on social media at Gene Clemens. And make sure that you're going to the New York Giants on SI website for all your New York Giants news and information. It was disappointing when I heard the news that Tyrone Tracy Jr. had went down and that it was a lower body injury. But I can't say I was surprised. I think it's really interesting the place that we find ourselves in sports where the money is so astronomical, yet people won't spend just a small portion of it on the safety and health of the players. I keep watching them change rules within the game. Because one person gets hurt, because one person gets injured, and now they change the entire rules of the game in order to promote safety. I see them change rules anytime a quarterback gets injured to promote safety. I watch it and I go, how many people do you have to see go down with lower body injuries, either for long periods of time, short periods of time, or for the entire season, before you say, oh, we need to do something about this for the safety of the people that make our game so great. Every single year, we have to watch as young and promising players deal and struggle through injuries to their lower body. And most of the time, it seems to happen when people spend an inordinate amount of time on turf. I don't know why. And understand, I didn't come by this lightly. I was somebody who, when turf was introduced, not AstroTurf, that stuff was terrible. I still have PTSD about the entire bottom of my arm getting rubbed off when I fell and caught a pass and fell down and slid across the turf and it road rashed me. And all they did was pre-wrap the open wound essentially until the end of the game. I have PTSD about it. We're not talking about that turf. I'm talking about field turf and the synthetic grass turf that I thought was genius when it came out, and it still is. It's so much better than the real turf. But it's so much better than the real turf, or it's better than bad natural fields, right? For people who have no other option. You want to know why there's not as many high school injuries on turf? It's because players' bodies are still developing. Their elasticity is still really, really good, right? Their thought process is one that leads you to believe that, well, I won't even say thought process, but the way in which high school and youth sports are, if I have the option of a turf field or a natural field that barely has grass, that has ant hills and bricks and whatever else in it, I'm choosing the turf field, and everybody would, right? Because that's the best surface. But when you get to the college and especially the professional ranks, I have played on an NFL field. I was not in the NFL, but I played on NFL fields. I've played on elite level college fields. Turf ain't that. And shout out to Tuto Azuri. And I know I'm probably messing up your name, and I apologize. Much love and respect for you. For joining me, everybody across the pond, greetings. I love rugby. Rugby is one of my favorite sports as well. Definitely respect everything about rugby and what they do. And they have it right in a lot of respects. And I don't like the shade that people are putting on rugby for those hip drop tackles, because that's not what they do in rugby. They don't hip drop in rugby. So don't try to blame rugby for the hip drop. That's not what they do. I digress. When we think about turf in the NFL and we think about what the natural grass field in the NFL feels like, I have walked on a golf course, and I have walked on a pristine golf course green and a fairway. It feels like that on an NFL, only it's much faster. I told someone once, I don't even feel like I need cleats on this natural grass field, because that's how responsive it was, right? When I got tackled, it didn't feel bad on that natural grass field because that's how responsive it was. It was fast, yet still gave, right? It was fast, and yet it still gave. Like, when I think about grass and turf, like old field turf, like not old field turf, excuse me, old like AstroTurf, where when I got hit on it, it felt like it was just like a little piece of carpet. Like that was different. And I ain't like it. Right? I didn't like it at all. What I don't understand, right, is your body gets used to playing on different surfaces. So if you are always on turf, and this was my argument, everybody that goes and has turf and that's what they practice on, their body will adjust to that surface, right? Their body will adjust to the surface. And if their body adjusts to the surface, then it makes it easier for them to then take the stress and the rigors of that surface. But when you are going from what that grass feels like to then what that turf feels like and how it gives, there are certain things you can do on grass you can't do on turf, and vice versa. There are certain things that you can do on turf that you can't do on grass. So when you start having to switch and flip and flop between them, right? If you start flipping and switching and flopping between them, hey, and by the way, Tuto, you might be right. Maybe it's on the players. Maybe it is. But if I'm a billionaire, then I'm making sure that it's not on the players, right? And shout out, Tuto is saying that this is on the players, that the players need to make sure that they do their homework on the turf. And I respect it. But this is a billion-dollar business, my guy. And we're out here watching studs get hurt. This is far beyond Tyrone Tracy. This is far beyond Tyrone Tracy. Because when you practice on grass and then you play on turf, or when you sometimes play on turf because the conditions outside aren't where it should be and you don't have grass inside because you haven't spent the little extra money to have grass on your indoor whatever facility, when you don't have grass on your indoor facility that's an open air facility, right, you have to switch and flip. And that is where I believe a lot of these injuries for the Giants and players around the NFL come from. You don't believe me? It's cool. Why is it that it seems as if all of the Giants players that get injured all have lower body injuries? Is it just coincidence? When you look around at other places and you see that those other places that have a consistency on the playing surface don't seem to have as many lower body injuries as these other ones. Like, I look at turf as a great thing if you don't have anything else, right? If you don't have anything else to play on. Again, I coach at a high school. We got a turf field last year. We got it almost at the end of the year, right? We've practiced on that turf field all summer. We practice on it now. We play mostly on turf fields. There's only a few grass fields that we play on, right? But we practice on the turf field. And so the transition from turf field to playing on a grass field isn't as bad. You know what I find? A lot more slipping on the grass field. You know why? Because on the turf field, players are used to being able to plant, and that turf grass, the synthetic grass, doesn't break. It doesn't break the same way that the real grass breaks. It doesn't give the same way that the real grass gives. So when they get on real grass and they try to plant the way they've been planting on this turf grass, more give. So now if the surface isn't perfect, which most high school stadiums grass isn't, then there's going to be some slippage, right? Hey, you got to prepare yourself. Understand the surface that you're going on. That goes back to what Tuto was talking about. Understand the surface you're going on. But if you're playing on grass all the time and then you're periodically going to the turf, your body is used to grass, then it goes to turf, then it's back to grass, then it's back to turf. And now your body is in real time trying to make the adjustment, right? Why should it have to? This is a $1 billion a year business. Why doesn't it have to? I mean, why does it have to? From time to time, I like to let my nerd come out, right? And I like to read peer-reviewed articles. I'm not really, like, when I read articles that have research in them, I want to know that there was real legitimate research that people criticized, right? And so I read across an article that was first published online November 19th, 2018. It read, higher rates of lower extremity injury of synthetic turf compared with natural turf among National Football League athletes. Epidemiologic, I don't know why I can't talk. I usually talk well. Confirmation of a biomechanical hypothesis. This is real, right? This is real. This is real research. Christina D. Matt, PhD, MS, PH, Elliot B. Hirschman, MD, Richard W. Kent, PhD, and more authors, right? The hypothesis was that incidence of lower body injury is higher on synthetic turf than on natural turf among elite NFL athletes playing on modern generation surfaces, right? I'm going to go to the results. I'm going to go to the results. Play on synthetic turf resulted in a 16% increase in lower extremity injuries per play than that on natural turf. This association between synthetic turf and injury remained when injuries were restricted to those that resulted in more than or equal to 8 days missed, as well as when categorizations were narrowed to focus on distal injuries anatomically closer to the playing surface, knee, ankle, foot, then higher rates of injuries on synthetic turf was notably stronger when injuries were restricted to non-contact surface contact injuries. Right? And Tuto is over here blowing up the chat, and I appreciate it. But my guy, we not gonna sit here and act like this stuff ain't real. The NFL is not making this up. The NFL wants to make this go away. The NFL wants to act as if this doesn't exist. Why? Because they don't want to spend money. But there's a reason why elite level soccer teams and soccer players in the World Cup don't play on turf. You don't believe me? The World Cup is going to be at a stadium that is a turf. The World Cup final is going to be at a stadium, MetLife, that is a turf field stadium. Guess what the surface will be for that soccer match? You guessed it. Natural grass. And why? Because they are not playing on this turf. For whatever reason. I don't care what the reasons are. And I don't need the players to do the homework when the billionaires have research and people and coaches and trainers and everybody else to do the job. What I need is for them to make the necessary adjustments so that the surface that these elite level athletes play on never changes. Or at least there's small delineations in change, meaning weather. Not, oh, well, I'm on turf this week, but I practice on grass, and then I'm on grass the other week, but then we got to practice on turf because we leave early for the game, and then we're going to do a West Coast swing where we've got back-to-back West Coast games, so we're not coming home. So the place that we practice at, that's a turf field, but then we're going to play on a grass field. Like, no. Because the results are ankle injuries, foot injuries, lower leg injuries, knee injuries, lower extremity injuries that keep happening over and over and over and over again. To who? The teams that seem to have this duality of turf and grass that they have to juggle on a regular basis. Right? The research is there. We don't have to act as if this stuff gets made up. These people, right? This is in the American Journal of Sports Medicine. These people have zero affiliation with NFL teams and zero affiliation with NFL player associations. There is, however, research out there that's been done that was funded by people who make turf that said, oh, there's no difference. That's like a politician telling me that cigarettes don't like help to cause cancer when they're being like backed by big tobacco. How am I supposed to believe that?
Men, when we leave the house, it's phone, wallet, keys. How's my hair look? But if you're experiencing hair loss, you may not be so confident when you step outside your door. It's time to get that confidence back and restore your hair with Hims. No man wants to lose his hair, but for men, it's actually quite common. And now with Hims, the solution is simple. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who got their flow back. Men, real talk. The only thing worse than losing your hair is waiting forever for it to grow back. That's why you need Hims, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple, with doctor-trusted treatment options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. They offer personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatment options, so you can find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to your door. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, so if you feel like you're losing a part of yourself with your hair loss, get Hims and get your confidence back. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of 5-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is what I believe. This is what I'll tell you. The New York Giants, MetLife Stadium, right? MetLife Stadium holds somewhere around 80,000, if I'm not mistaken, right? Somewhere around 80,000 fans. MetLife Stadium holds somewhere around 80,000 fans. 80,000 times 10 is $800,000. The upkeep of a stadium that would have grass field in it, I would say it's probably pretty expensive. Is it $800,000 a week? Or is it $800,000 eight times a year? Because if it is $800,000 nine times a year, let's say 10,000, right? I mean, let's say 10 times a year. That's $8 million. The average ticket of a New York Giants game as I do my math. Currently, this is according to Vivid Seats, right? Currently, the New York Giants ticket prices start at $73 with an average price at $186. So, $186, right? Times 80,000. What would you know? $14,880,000. So for the cost of just the average ticket price to one Giants game where they get nine home games or eight home games, right? Eight to nine, depending upon whether you're right. The average ticket cost means that they would be able to pay for the upkeep of a fully grass stadium, indoor facility, whatever, for $8 million, $9 million? That's less than what you make just off ticket sales in one game. That doesn't include the double-digit $20 beer you're drinking, that $10 hot dog or slice of pizza, the people who are paying for the different experiences that you do there. Like, that doesn't include any of that stuff. That just includes the ticket. That doesn't include television rights. That doesn't include merchandise. That doesn't include sponsorship deals. That's just the tickets from one game. The NFL is a license to print money, and yet you don't want to invest in a surface that has the opportunity to cut down on injuries. Last year when Aaron Rodgers got hurt in that stadium, people said, oh, you can't put that on the turf. A blown Achilles could happen on any surface. And you're right. But you know what? You can't say it wasn't. You can't say that Wandale Robinson would have gotten hurt regardless. You can't say that Daniel Jones would have gotten hurt regardless. You can't say that Saquon Barkley would have been hurt regardless. Name after name after name. I have a theory, right? I told you how I feel about the adjustments and the thing and the way in which the grass gives versus the way the turf's grass gives, right? I have a theory. The reason why you see more lower body injuries at the NFL level is because they're elite. They're elite level. Where do you see most of the non-contact lower body injuries happening? It's not with offensive linemen, right? It's not with linebackers necessarily. And it's becoming more with linebackers. Why? Because more linebackers are becoming elite level athletes, elite level, like where they're running four four and four five forties. Instead of the 4.6 and the 4.7, hey, guess what? Ferraris, Maseratis, they all break down more than the Hummer does. Why is it? Why is it that somebody like Derrick Henry can last so long and bounce back from knee injuries and do all of those things so well? Because he's not a Ferrari. He's not a Ferrari. He's like one of those Mad Max mobiles, right? They're fast enough. They're super strong. They're super durable. It's going to be hard to break it. But when you've got Ferraris out there, when you've got Porsches out there, yes, they go fast, but they break down. And they have to be constantly upkept. Racing horses are delicate. Why? Because they run so fast, it's easy for them to get hurt. And so they are treated and cared for at the highest level of care. And yet you'll just put an elite level football player on any surface and say, yep, play ball. The soccer players won't do it. Hey, no offense to Tuto, but the rugby players, like, they're not the elite level players. Because everywhere where rugby is great, soccer is still king. Everywhere that rugby is great, soccer is still king. And so the elite level guys are playing soccer, and you ain't gonna like it, it's cool. But the elite level players over in those countries are playing soccer. I've always argued that the reason why the United States soccer programs on the men's side are not at the level of the world is because all of the elite level soccer athletes play football and basketball. I tell people that about baseball all the time. The elite level athletes aren't playing baseball. And every time you get an elite level athlete playing baseball, he looks like Jackie Robinson. God bless the dead. Like, this is something that has to be addressed. And unfortunately, right, the Players Association, they have to be willing to do the unthinkable. Hey, man, we're not playing on this stuff. We're not playing on it. Because the proof of the pudding is in the tasting. Every time we turn around, people are going down. JJ McCarthy's going down. He's done. You don't think that there's some turf to grass conversion that is happening over there? In Detroit, just had a lower body to a Ferrari. You don't think there's some turf to grass conversion going on there that messes with his ability? Like, this isn't brand new. This isn't like tinfoil hat conspiracy stuff. We see it all the time. And there's research that shows this is not the way. It's okay. Hey, let me put it up here because I want people to understand that I understand that there are going to be people who don't agree with me. Right? I understand it. And I respect it. But did you know in basketball, they didn't always play on like wood parquet floors? They used to have like rubberized floors. That people thought were great. And then they had these floors that had like this tile. It was a type of tile on the floors. It never caught on. You know why? Because the people playing on the surface said, hey, yo, I'm not playing on that. You can't find elite level basketball players that are willing to play on the asphalt anymore. You rarely find elite level basketball players that are willing to play outside on the outside surface, whatever it is, concrete, asphalt, whatever. I grew up on the court outside. So me coming inside to the wood, it was never a problem. Because right after I was done playing on that parquet, on that wooden floor, guess what I was back at? Outside playing on that concrete. And because I spent most of my time on that concrete, that doesn't make any sense. And if you don't believe me, I played all the sports. So you don't have to like worry if I am like talking in theory. I played basketball from the time I was a kid to college. I played football in high school and throughout college. I ran track in middle school, elementary, high school, and in college. I wrestled when I was a kid living in Chicago. I played on a club volleyball team when I was going to college. I did ultimate frisbee. I competed and I was involved in any sport you want to name outside of baseball, and that's because I couldn't afford it. Oh, soccer too, because I couldn't afford it. If I could have afforded to play baseball, if I could have afforded to play soccer, guess what I'd have been playing? I'd have been playing all of those. I didn't even know rugby existed until I got out of college. I would have loved to play rugby. Boy, would I have been murdering cats in rugby. When I was at my prime, 6'4", 245, fast, explosive, great hands, durable. I would have been out there going to town. It looks like so much fun. I like physicality. Bring it on. But ain't nobody gonna tell me I don't know. And that is why I'm different. That is why I have a different perspective than just your average talking head or journalist who's never played the game. And it's no disrespect to them. But I've played the game, I coached the game, I've played it and coached it at multiple levels, and I've written about the game at multiple levels for the better part of my adult career. And everything still remains the same. That turf-ish is for the birds. But if I got nothing else, give me that turf stuff. But the NFL has no excuse. The NFL has no excuse. The NFL has no reason why they can't provide. And especially the Giants, when you start looking at the list of injuries. Hey, you know what I did? I did a quick little, I want to see if I still have it. I did a quick little search on 2010. That was the year that MetLife opened. Right? The year that MetLife opened, I went to Pro Football Reference and I looked up 2010. Their record was 10-6, right? You Giants fans know it well. And then I just started looking at the injuries. Ramsey's Barden, injured reserve. Will Beatty, out for more than seven weeks. Victor Cruz, injured reserve, dang near the entire season. David Deal out 3. Madison Hedgecock out 6. Dominic Hixon, IR for the entire season. Michael Johnson, Bruce Johnson, Matthias Kiwanuka, Adam Coates out for dang near the entire season. Sonoris Moss, injured reserve the entire season. Jim Sorgi, injured reserve the entire season. Adrian Tracy, injured reserve the entire season. Steve Smith, out for 3 games, questionable, and then injured reserve for the rest of the year. Like, this ain't me just making this stuff up. Like, this is 2010. And since then, it's been injury after injury after injury after injury, to the point where when are the Giants front office, the old school owner, when is the old school owner who lauds for the way things used to be? When is he going to go, man, I really miss those days when our guys played on natural grass, played games on natural grass? You know what? If it's just going to cost us around $800 to $1 million a week, we can do that for 16 weeks. That's just one game that we would have to spend of the admission for our players. I mean, for our fans. Isn't that worth it? Isn't that enough? I think it is. I don't know why more Giants fans don't think it is. And maybe you do, and you just don't do it, but y'all just keep going, woe is us, they keep getting injured. Oh my gosh. Somebody's got to bang the table. I'm not even a diehard Giants fan. I'm a diehard Giants journalist. I'm out here because I want to see the best product on the field. And every year we got to watch players go down. It's infuriating. It's depressing. It's sad. It's all of those adjectives. And it never gets better if somebody or someone or some entity doesn't stand up and go, hey, we got to do something. Right? We've all been saying for a while, hey, what is up with what they do with these players? Why do these players seem to be getting injured so much? And sure enough, this year, players are just getting injured. I don't know what you guys are thinking, but I know what I'm thinking. It's time for some changes. Ladies and gentlemen, that's all the time I have. Thank you. If you've joined me live, I really do appreciate it. Make sure that you go to New York Giants on SI YouTube. Hit that subscribe button. Hey, shout out to all my guys across the pond. I'm going to try to tune in for your game on Sky Sports. I want to see you do your thing. Really do appreciate it. To all the people who will watch after this is already done, hey, run it up, my people. Run it up. Like, make sure that you tell the people that tells the people that tells the people to tune in for a Giant issue and everything else that you see on New York Giants on SI. Make sure that you're going to the website to get all your Giants news and information. Shout out to my girl, Patricia Traynor, and everybody over there. Until next time, I'm Coach Gene Clemens, and I've got a giant issue.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.